This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, we saw another session of mixed trading. A lot of uncertainty still in this cattle complex, but our feeder cattle continued to trek higher as we made new highs once again today. Live cattle unable to do so. We were trading mostly negative in that last hour of trading, and just before the close, a rally brought everything back on the slightly positive side. That choice box beef continued higher, $2.33 at midday, selects up $3.95, total movement of 83 loads, and a cattle kill day of 111,000 head. On the close, February live cattle, 35 cents higher. April live cattle down 7. Jan feeders were 15 higher. March feeders up 37. And February lean hogs, a great day of upside, $1.67 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
This Wednesday, as we're closing out 2015, there's over 1,400 pieces of equipment. And in my part of the area, we still got a nice package of equipment selling for Livingston Machinery all across Oklahoma and Texas, hay equipment and tractors, etc. And then over in Arkansas and Louisiana, I also have a huge package of equipment selling for Progressive Tractors. They're a case dealer, and there's over 30 tractors, plus some combines and other equipment selling in that auction. Well, they can go to BigIron.com, and for the Wednesday auction, they'll see a link for that auction for Livingston Machinery, and they'll see a link for Progressive Tractor.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718, or go to the website at www.BigIron.com, and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's BigIron.com.
Tom, what brought support across the grains?
Well, I think part of it was due, Leslie, to the simple fact of trying to recover some of yesterday's oversold conditions to the downside. News-wise today, there wasn't enough out there to stimulate the markets, but we had pushed this market down an awful lot yesterday. We saw this upside actually start the night session, continue into the day session, and we done it in pretty good volume. We did not hold the highs of the session, but we did close on a positive note. Keep in mind, a week from today is the USDA supply and demand report. On the close today, March KC wheat, 5¾ cents higher. July KC up 4 cents. March Chicago wheat closed 3 cents higher. March corn was up a penny and a half. July corn up a penny. And January soybeans 3¼ higher. March soybeans a penny and a quarter. And March cotton 7 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.